You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it's time for a rant. Now, I've been quietly thinking about this whole Chicago situation, and I want to focus in on three particular points that no one is talking about in regards to this unfortunate incident. First, I want to talk about the utter and total lack of decorum and respect throughout the Black population. Now, there was a comment that was left, and I really wish I could remember who left it so I could give them their proper due. But they said, listen, there is a distinct difference between a population and a community. Every other group of people have actual communities. However, the Black population is just that. It is a population. Community does not exist in the Black population. Now, like I was saying, the utter and total lack of decorum, of just basic human respect between Black women and Black men. Absolutely none. And Black women have been thoroughly trained to be this way. And they keep passing it on from mother to daughter and from mother to son, which is why, unfortunately, the Black population will always remain where it is. However, little does Black women know that Zaddy, Big Daddy government, has already started to cut them off. But yet, they're still operating under the assumption that Big Zaddy government is always going to be there for them. They are headed for a massive, massive rude awakening. Look through history. There were two particular events that should have woke Black women up. One, Hurricane Katrina, and what happened in the aftermath of that. Yeah, there were roving bands of men who were having their way with Black women in those centers and shelters. And two, Charlie 19. But, like I said, the ego of the modern Black woman is too far damn gone. In both of those situations, if they had men, good men, who would have been there to actually protect them, yeah, things would have turned out different. But unfortunately, a lot of these women, they want to rely on the son husband. Why? Because guess what? Big Zaddy government has always rewarded them for their fucked up behavior. Now, let's move on to the second point that nobody talked about. The fact that a 14-year-old kid had a gun on him. I find that very interesting that nobody's talking about that. Everybody's glazing that over. Wait a minute. You want to talk about gun violence and we need to keep guns out of the hands of kids? Why did this kid have a gun? Now, of course, you have the people who will say, well, you know what? It's Chicago, man. It's rough like that. Why Chicago and all of these major Democratic cities, quote unquote, rough? Well, gee, once again, that goes back to the ultimate plan, which was to destroy the Black population. And you look at the fact that Black women were all too willing to participate in the destruction of the Black population. Period. Point blank. Now, you would have that clown, Umar Johnson, say that this boy was right in what he did. Now, I'm going to focus in on that when I break down the 14-year-old's part in this. You have a lot of simps out here who are saying, oh, yeah, this boy did right. And of course, you have the B-dubs, the Sisterhood of Failure, saying, yeah, yeah, he was right. You never put your hands on a black woman. See, once again, that goes back to the massive ego of far too many black women. They are too damn comfortable in being reckless with their mouth. Now, of course, this guy obviously being a pookie, pookies resolve things with their fists. Now, going back to what I originally said in the first point, they were having an argument. We don't know what sparked the argument, but the guy simply told the woman, look, shut up, all right? And we know when it comes to black women, oh, they are very effective at using their mouth to emasculate and say all kinds of foul things to a man. Now, she didn't know this man. Why couldn't she have given him that simple bit of respect and grace and say, you know what? I'm not going to go ahead and continue this. This is not worth it. However, that is not a function in the black community. Oh, no. The most cardinal sin in the black community is disrespecting a black woman. Oh, no, you can't do that. No, 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 no. However, they have no problems being disrespectful to men, to black men. And yet black men are told that we have to protect a group like this. Oh, no, 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 no. All black men are supposed to protect all black women at all costs and say nothing about it. What are the qualifications for you to be protected? No, 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 no. I'm black, you black, you supposed to protect me at all costs. Yeah, right, no. Far too many simps are willing to take on that task. Now, the third, and in my opinion, the most important point that no one is talking about. Now, the first shot, I will give the kid that one. The guy was beating on his mother. He shot him in the back. I will give him that one, okay? However, once the guy ran out and the kid initiated pursuit, at that moment, it no longer was self-defense. The second he ran out behind him and kept shooting, that, in my humble opinion, was second-degree termination. Now, the fact that they charged him with first-degree termination, in my humble opinion, they purposefully overcharged them. Yeah. Yeah, that was not first degree in any way, shape, or form. They didn't go there with the express intention on taking this man offline. No, 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 no. That was over-emotional, spur of the moment. Now, like I said, when the kid chased the man down, that was no longer self-defense. Why? Because at that point, the man was shot and he was retreating. However, they also said that the mother tried to take the gun and shoot somebody else. Why was that charge not brought up? If she would have got that gun, she would have shot somebody else. And she told him to shoot everybody in there. Was that not intent? Telling her son to shoot everybody? Yeah, in my humble opinion, the charges should not have been first degree to begin with. They could have at least charged him first with manslaughter, then upped it to second degree. Just saying. But I find it very interesting that so many simps and so many black women are saying that this is a victory. No. If anything, this is another massive L for the black population. And of course, social media is chock full of reasons why that if you are a black man who has his shit together, the best thing you need to do, get the fuck away from the vast majority of the black population. Get out of these neighborhoods. Leave. Leave under the cover of darkness. At this point, I would say yes. Move silently. Move somewhere. Keep your head down. Keep your nose clean. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Now, what do I mean by the reward? Yeah, that's right. Income attorney Kim Fox. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know how horrible of a track record she has. But once again, the sisterhood of failure has to cover its own. Yeah, that's going to be very damn bad in the future. Now, yes, she got her reward because, like I said in the Travis Rudolph case, this woman is going to be released back into the quote-unquote hood to destroy more black men's lives. Yep, she got one black man taken offline and she put a target on her son's back. Once again, thinking further down the line. They don't know who this guy was connected to. For all we know, for all intents and purposes, this guy could have been a gang member. Just saying, you take down a gang member, guess what? Retaliation is in order. And the kid lives in Chicago. We all know the value of black male life in Chicago is equivalent to that of a wooden nickel. So do not be surprised if you hear of this kid being taken out. Just saying. Yeah, you never know who a person is connected to. But, like I said, they gave her her reward for destroying two black men's lives and potentially more. However, the icing on this cake, she turns around and sues the city. Oh, she outright is suing the city. Man, I tell you, I bet they were like, fuck, we dropped the charges against this woman, and now she turned around and stabbed us in the back. This is going to be very interesting. But all in all, let me just do a quick recap of the points that I focused in that were not being talked about. First and foremost, the utter and total lack of decorum amongst the black population. The fact that we just can't solve problems and nobody wants to be seen as the weaker person. Honestly, it takes a stronger person to walk away from a situation. But unfortunately, we know the cardinal sin of the black population, never disrespect the black woman. Two, the fact that the 14-year-old was carrying a loaded gun. In my humble opinion, he should have been charged with possession of a firearm as a juvenile. And three, the most important fact, the fact that once he pursued him and kept shooting, it was no longer self-defense at that point. In my humble opinion, that's when it turned into second-degree termination. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the various articles on this topic. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. And for the matriarchy, you need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. Because trust and believe, little do you know, Big Zaddy government is already pulling the power away from you that you think you have. Feminism and the idea that you black women are infallible, you cannot be touched or criticized, believe you me, that is going out right along with it. Because little do you realize, you're being replaced. You're being phased out. I'm going to refer back to my video. Your services are no longer required. As we see, that vast majority of black women have become the face of crime, evictions, everything negative that a woman could be is now attributed to the black woman. And guess what? When that curtain finally falls on the black population, there will be no one there, because trust and believe, the simps, they're going to be the first ones to be wiped out if shit really goes south. But hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.